We're visiting with Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, you excited for the Lyon County League tournament? Even though it gets halted a day due to ice and school closures, and you will be playing this afternoon at 5:30 against Waverly.
Yeah, we're ready to go, as ready as we can be. It's been so hit and miss here with practice days and non-practice days with schools being canceled and things like that. But we're ready to go. We got games in last Thursday and Friday and actually played really well on offense, started to make shots from the perimeter. So that opens up a lot of things with our offense and kind of happy about where we're at. We're excited to take it down the road to Emporia tonight.
How big was that win over Madison that you won by 20?
Yeah, it's a good win for us. You know, they're having a pretty good year down there, and that was a night where we caught them on a pretty cold shooting night, I feel like. You know, neither team had any rhythm because we'd just been out of the gym so much. But it was a good win. We pulled away in the second half. Anytime you can get a win against Madison, you feel pretty good about your night.
And, you know, having a 5-2 league record with your only losses to Lebo and Opie, do you feel like the guys are starting to get a little more confidence in them?
Definitely felt like Thursday and Friday of last week we finally started to see the ball go in from the perimeter, and it really did help our guys' confidence. You know, we're going to have to be balanced, somewhat balanced scoring-wise, to be able to be effective on offense. We've been a pretty good defensive team the whole year. You know, and the kids play really hard and buy in on that end of the floor, but, you know, the defense actually feeds off of offensive confidence as well. So it's kind of all just comes together, and then we're just a different team when we play well on both ends of the floor.
Has Drake Skirvin and Dane Winters, I know Drake had 21 against Madison and Dane had 10. Have they been kind of flip-flopping, you know, whenever whoever the leading scorer is each night?
Yeah, they have been. You know, Drake's been pretty steady. I think he's averaging about 17 points a game. It's pretty tough to contend with on the interior for these teams that don't have quite as much size. When Drake goes against size, he tends to struggle a little bit, and we're working on, you know, getting him used to that as well. But yeah, those are our two, you know, our two top guys offensively. But really, the emergence of JD Tyson lately is what's really helped us a lot. He got hot from three last week, and we've gotten Timmy Roberts some confidence back on the perimeter. So, you know, I want us to be a team that's not so predictable offensively, and that's what we kind of got towards at the end of the week last week. We know Dane and Drake are going to be there when we need them, so that's good for us to be able to fall back on them, but we need everybody else to contribute as well.
Visiting with Burlingame girls basketball coach Eric West here on the Area Coach's Corner. And, Coach, as we mentioned, you open up Lyon County League Tournament here this afternoon at 5:30. You can hear that game here on Country 101.7 FM as part of our baseline to baseline coverage. And third matchup with Waverly, you met in the first weekend of the season at the Waverly tournament, and then I believe a couple weeks later you played them again. But if you end up winning, you play at 5:30 on Friday against either Lebo or Meredithine Valley, and then your Friday result depends on when you play on Saturday. And then next week you go to Northern Heights for our area game of the week coming up next Tuesday. And what do you have after Northern Heights, Coach?
After Northern Heights, we'll have actually a Friday off in a couple weeks. So by that point, as long as there's no makeup games, by that point we'll probably be ready to kind of get some practice time and things like that. Waverly tonight, you know, they're always a concern, especially playing them a third time now. This is our 11th game, and we'll already be in our third matchup. We seems like we play these guys three times every year, and they play so hard and play well together. They'll have all their guys this time, which last time they did not. So we know it's going to be a battle. They're going to make us earn it. Hopefully we can come out and play well and get the win.
And what's big for you guys to have, you know, three games in about a five-day stretch here? You know, if you take care of business, then you'll play a back-to-back Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, and that's always a tough one for us with the travel and stuff, the turnaround and all that. We want to get into the winner's bracket side, though, because that means you're playing in the important games at the end of the weekend in this tournament. We've been there several years in a row, and that's always the goal, to get to those big games. So hopefully we can take care of business tonight and then go from there.
Well, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tonight with Waverly, and best of luck the final two games of the Lyon County League Tournament. And we look forward to having you guys on our Area Game of the Week next week with Northern Heights. So, I mean, you're going to be on our airwaves here quite a bit down here the next couple weeks. And we'll talk to you again in 2 weeks, Coach.
Thank you, Dylan.
That's Burlingame boys basketball coach Eric West joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the Bank of Burlingame and X-Tech Wireless on Country 101.7 FM.